Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning I'd like to read from the Word of God from John chapter 12. We may this morning just be fed from the Word and encouraged again. In John chapter 12 here, Jesus, he entered into Jerusalem to the Passover there, and he rode in on a young ass, it says. And then in verse 20, as he was there, or back up to verse 19, says, "The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast." So here we have these Greeks that they came to the Passover. And it says the same, the Greeks came therefore to Philip, which was a Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." So these Greeks came up to Philip. They must have knew somehow that he was one of his disciples, and they said, "We would see Jesus. Sir, we would see Jesus." They wanted to see Jesus. They heard about him. They wanted to see him. Verse 22, "Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus." And so Philip goes to Andrew and says, "These Greeks here, they want to see Jesus." And so Philip and Andrew, they go up to Jesus and they tell him that these Greeks want to see you. And what I want to get to is Jesus' answer, verse 23. "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." And so I find this interesting, the answer that he gave him, how that they could see Jesus. But I want you to take notice, it's the only way that you and I will be able to see Jesus also. His answer is very profound. It's very, very, very profound. And it's the only way any man or woman is going to be able to see Jesus. And that is, like he said there, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." We all know how we plant a seed into the ground, it dies, and it shoots forth, and it brings forth much fruit. And, my friend, that is the only way that you and I are able to see Jesus. Like these Greeks ask this question, "We would see Jesus." Maybe in your heart you have already asked that. Boy, it'd be nice to have been there and see Jesus. But my friend, this morning, you can see Jesus if you're willing to repent and be born again and die like that corn of wheat. And then you'll be able to see Jesus. You're willing, as verse 25 says, to lose your life instead of loving it. It says, "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Then he says, "And if any man serve me, let him follow me." If we want to see Jesus, here's the steps. The first step is you must die. Otherwise, you'll abide alone. The second step is you must lose your life. If you try to save your life, then you're going to lose it. But if you're willing to lose your life, you will save it. And then after, the third step is, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. Notice you're with Jesus in verse 26. And so here's the three steps. If you want to see Jesus, these are the steps to see Jesus. Would you like to see Jesus? Then follow these three steps here in John chapter 12, verse 24, step 1. John 12:25, step 2. And 26 is step 3. And so I encourage you, see Jesus. Lose your life. Die. Be willing to die. Don't let your flesh control you. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you again for your word. We bless you and we praise you, Father, that your word is true and it is and it's life and it gives life, and we thank you for that. And I pray this morning that your word would just minister life and encourage the soul that is listening this morning. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.